In the summer of 1992, cancer claimed the life of one of Kansas City's most respected citizens.
He was so much more than a football player. As a whole person, the father, the mentor, the individual in the community, as you got to know him, that's the person that I really knew. The football player was just a part of who Buck Buchanan was.
We referred to Buck Buchanan as Papa Rock. He was the monolith. He was the glue that held everything together. I've never been around one single person that had such an impact on so many people.
Out of every player who played against, he was the most feared because he brought everything to the table. He was 6'8". He was 300 pounds. He was quick. He was strong. He was fast. He was dominating. And if you were not prepared to deal with that, it would be a long, long Sunday afternoon.
Buchanan arrived from Grambling State University, a small black school just beginning to attract national attention.
People were aware that there were a lot of good football players coming out of schools like Grambling, but no one had taken a small college player as the top player in the draft.
No one had ever achieved that before. And all the eyes were on him the next year to see what kind of ability he had, what kind of football player he would be. He came up big. He came up big for everybody that ever played at a small African-American college.
Buck Buchanan really kind of revolutionized the play of defensive tackles in the professional football. In the early days, the tackles were the run stoppers, and the ends were the pass rushers. Well, Buck was 6'7" and weighed 300 pounds. He had a wingspan of about 747. As a result, offensive linemen had a terrible time trying to block him.
The story goes that Al Davis drafted Gene Upshaw just so we could find somebody to block Buck Buchanan, because we could never block him. I remember Gene coming back in a huddle, you know, always saying, you know, don't say nothing about Buck out there, he says, because I won't be able to control him. Don't ruffle his feathers.
The first game I played in for the Raiders was against Buck Buchanan, and he killed me. I mean, I don't know how I ever survived it. I mean, he just ate me up. And I never will forget coming out of that game and saying, my job for the rest of my career is to block this guy. I think the Raiders drafted the wrong player.
As Buchanan's all-pro career took off, another Upshaw helped add to his legend.
Gene Upshaw's brother used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, Marvin Upshaw. And we were playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and I made an off-tackle cut, and I faked Marvin right out of his pants, and I ran down the field about 18 yards, and it was tackled down there, and Marvin came and dove on me to try to injure me purposely. And all I can remember was Buck grabbing this big defensive tackle by the back of his neck and holding him up off the ground. I'm still lying on the ground, and I can see this. And he's saying, hey, you don't do that to this guy. He's one of us, and daggett, you should have got him up there. You don't come down and try to hurt him. I don't ever want to see you do that again. And I'm laying on the ground, and I heard that. And I'm saying, wow.
Buck was able to handle himself the way he was supposed to on the field by dominating people. But when he got off the field, he was one of those people that always led a helping hand.
Buck Buchanan did so much in the Kansas City community that a lot of people didn't know about. And he did it all the time that he was playing. He had seen a path that he was going to take long before most of us ever see that path. Some of us, we never see it.
Please welcome Buck Buchanan.
Just prior to his induction into the Hall of Fame, the 8-time All-Pro was diagnosed with cancer.
He knew it already, but didn't want his family, his friends, and everyone who was really joyful of his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame to have to be affected by the knowledge of his particular illness at that time.
I sincerely hope.
Even in his final days, Papa Rock's thoughts, cares, and concerns were for others.
That day, I remember he could hardly hold his head up, hold his head to the side. He was like on the side of the bed. And that was, you know, that was very, very, very moving. But he told me to keep doing what he was doing, keep being a man, keep doing what I was doing for the community. And so that's the way he was.
To the young people of all walks of life, may I say, never give up your hopes and dreams of success. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.